Mr. Fitzgerald, County Council passed your 2017 operating budget, capital budget, seemingly with no fuss. Is that the case or not?
Well, we've worked together with County Council. You know, their budget and my budget were pretty close to each other, and they ultimately passed it unanimously, which was nice. And I think it's a bare-bones budget. There's no tax increase for the 15th time in the last 16 years. We're going to invest a little more in our roads this year. Last year, we did actually 58 miles of road paving, which was the highest in many, many years. We're looking to do a similar amount again next year in 17. There's going to be some money invested in our parks, which I know is very important to people.
It seems to me that the county budgets have been pretty stable. Is that because, although people might not like them, that property taxes are sort of a dependable revenue stream? You sort of know what you're going to get as opposed to a personal income tax or a business tax or even a sales tax that can truly fluctuate with people's jobs, how much they're making, therefore how much they're paying, how much they're buying.
Well, actually, I think it's more difficult to plan for because you don't get adjusted for inflation. Some of the things that are tied to inflation or tied to the cost of the goods or services or cost of living do go up. One of the things that we've benefited from is there's been a lot of new construction in Allegheny County over the last 2 years. In 2015, there was about $3 billion worth of new construction, more properties going on to the rolls. 2016, about the same. So you see a lot of this new development happening in places like the Strip District and Lawrenceville and downtown building. That's added a little bit to the tax rolls and helped a little bit.
I did want to ask you about your goals, your aspirations, so what maybe didn't accomplish in 16 that you do want to do in 17, new ideas for 2017.
You know, we really want to work more on affordable housing. We see good growth occurring in this region, which I'm very pleased with, but not everybody is sharing in that growth. So to do a better job of giving skills through education and to provide the skills to give people the opportunity to make a better living. And we want to continue to work to improve transportation, particularly in the urban core, and cut down on some of the traffic signaling with Traffic 21 and what CMU's been helping us with, move forward on the BRT, the Bus Rapid Transit, to really link downtown and Oakland.
How close are we getting to? What are the next steps for the BRT?
The engineering work that's being done now, working with city planning on where the stations are going to go, how the route will ultimately transform, how it's going to be funded, those things are moving forward. So we're hoping in the next year or two we'll start breaking ground on certain parts of it, and hopefully within 3 or 4 years it'll be built.
Anything else for 2017?
It'll be interesting to see as a new administration in Washington takes shape. So we don't live in a vacuum here in Pittsburgh and in Allegheny County. What happens in Washington and in Harrisburg certainly affects us. So we want to make sure that we're prepared to work with whatever policies and try to shape those policies that will benefit us here.
You know what you can control, but how do you plan the unknown factors or yet-to-be-determined factors?
Well, we work with the governor's office in Harrisburg. We work with our legislative leaders. Obviously, with a new president and a new administration coming in, it remains to be seen. I think they're still developing some of their policies, but they're talking about investing in infrastructure, for example, and obviously those are needs around transportation and other areas that we want to see happen in western Pennsylvania. So if there's opportunities for us to partner, we will do that. But, you know, again, it remains to be seen how the legislature and the administration, both at the state and federal level, work forward, and we'll try to influence it to benefit us here in Allegheny County.
Allegheny County Executive Rich Fitzgerald, thanks so much.
Thank you. Good to be with you.